This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Donald Trump should immediately be removed from office or Congress may proceed to impeach him. Speaking on Thursday, Pelosi joined those calling on the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Trump from office. Pelosi said that Trump could do further harm to the country.
While it's only 13 days left, any day can be a horror show for America.
Democrats and some Republicans want Trump removed before his term ends on January 20th with Democrat Joe Biden's inauguration. The 25th Amendment allows for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare the president unfit for office. Vice President Mike Pence would then become acting president. President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists and laying the blame for the violence squarely at President Donald Trump's feet. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Biden called it 4 years in the making.
He unleashed an all-out assault on our institutions of our democracy from the outset.
And says yesterday was the culmination, inciting an attack on the Capitol by what Biden called insurrectionists and domestic terrorists.
Don't dare call them protesters.
Biden spoke while introducing his Justice Department team, led by Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, whom he says will revitalize institutions badly damaged under Trump.
We need to restore the honor, the integrity, the independence of the Department of Justice in this nation.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An update on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.69%, the S&P added 1.48%, and the NASDAQ gained 2.56%. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning the European region is probably in the most acute phase of COVID-19 transmission, and drastic measures must be taken to control the spread of the pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, says the year ahead offers new opportunities and tools, such as vaccines, for controlling the pandemic. At the same time, he notes, new challenges posed by the virus itself are of great concern.
22 countries in the WHO European region have detected this new variant. This variant is of concern as it has increased transmissibility. So far, we understand there is no significant change to the disease this variant produces.
Kluge says the new viral strain spreads across all age groups and children do not appear to be at higher risk. Over time, he says, the variant may replace other lineages, as seen in Britain and Denmark. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrests of 53 people. Veteran activist Leung Kwok Hung also served as a legislative council member for years and made a defiant exit, unfurling a banner that blasted the national security law. The activists were accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and to subvert state power. The mass arrests were the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed the law last June to quell dissent in the semi-autonomous territory. At least 5 civilians died and another 5 people were wounded in attacks in Afghanistan's Helmand province on the outskirts of Lashkar Gah, the provincial capital. Authorities said Thursday that the casualties also included women and children. The attack happened on the day an Afghan negotiating team was in Qatar's capital of Doha to resume talks aimed at finding an end to decades of relentless conflict, even as violence has spiked across the country. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell slightly last week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports claims for jobless benefits edged down to 787,000, a slight decline from the previous week. But with jobless claims at such historically high levels, it's an indication employers continue to cut jobs amid tighter business restrictions and Americans' concerns about the surge in coronavirus cases.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.